All right, so I'm joined here today with Angus Field, part of the hip-hop group 3%. So Angus, what can you tell us a little about yourself? You know, your name, your mob?
Yeah, so my name's Angus Field. My mob's Wubangi up in North Coast of New South Wales. I'm from Coffs Harbour originally, but I live in Yemen now, Yagil country. Yeah, I've grown up in the North Coast my whole life and joined 3%, I guess, just over 12 months now. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so good. And you said, yeah, you're part of the hip-hop group 3%, along with Nookie and Dallas Woods. So how did you find your way into this trio?
Man, so I was originally in a pop sort of duo called AAJ. And through that, I participated in the Mushrooms First Nations Pathways program. I was back probably 4 years ago. It was the first one that they ever did. And Nooks was my mentor. Anyway, met Nooks through that and just kept in contact with him after that. And when AAJ split up, we sort of, I was working on the roof as a roofer and did that for 2 years. And I was just like, man, I need to like do something with my music, you know? And I hit Nooks up and said, brother, do you want to write a song or something? And he's like, yeah, I got this one here. Sent it through, and it was the track Coming Home that's on the album Kill the Dead. And, yeah, so sent the music through, wrote the chorus. He wrote his rap, and, yeah, and then jumped down in Sydney after that to record it in the studio, and he did the old Sneaky, and Dallas was coming up. They'd written a few songs too, and, yeah, I ended up meeting Dallas that day, jumping on a few of their top choruses, and then the rest is history now, brother.
Right. I didn't realize how new 3% was.
Yeah, man, it's only real fresh, like just over 12 months we've been together.
From Rooster to Hip Hop Jewelry, look at that, already featuring Triple J, all those other album stuff. I know I was looking to form, like, you know, your cover of Youngblood's already your top song and your discography on Spotify, so you're cracking waves already.
Oh, jeez, man, jeez.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about maybe what you've been working on recently with the rest of the group?
Yeah, we've just actually recently jumped back in the studio the last couple of days. We had a bit of a break over Chrissy, just, you know, everything shuts down and you have a good time with your family and stuff. And, yeah, jumped in the studio the last couple of days, and ever since pretty much the 6th of January, we've been sort of all systems go again, organising the set for the vigil and Brangaroo, and yeah, we're just starting to write a bit more new music, which is exciting.
That's right. And tell us about the vigil, and it's coming up this Saturday, the Truth. Yeah, what can you tell us? What are you guys going to be doing there?
Man, to be honest, I'm actually really excited about it because we've completely reworked the whole set, you know. It's like turned into not just the songs, but we've put a whole nother layer on top of all the songs and the whole set. And we're going to be talking about some really sort of serious things that are to our heart, you know, and musically and storytelling wise, if I was a punter, I'd love to come and see this, you know, because it's like we've actually put so much time and effort into this show, and it's going to be amazing.
Who do you think the vigil's kind of like for, do you reckon? Is it more to show kind of mob strength and stuff like that, or do you reckon non-Indigenous people kind of get the same kind of crack out of it as well?
And I suppose it's definitely mob sort of based, I guess, but you know, it's a whole learning thing for everyone, I guess. You know, for non-mob people, you know, that still, like, it's an amazing thing to come and learn and hear what we have to say, and but yeah, I guess it is mob focused from the root, I guess.
What kind of, maybe after the vigil, so what are you kind of planning for that? I know Jan 26 is coming up as well, so have you guys got anything planned for that, maybe?
Yeah, we're playing Black Powerhouse. And yeah, we weren't on the bill until it got announced last night. So yeah, I'm really excited. We played last year, and man, what an incredible show it was. Just the energy of the mob in the room, like, and it was just like, it was unreal, dude.
That'd be another exciting thing. What about during the day? What are you up to during the day, Jan 26, or even after the vigil, you know? I know this whole weekend has got kind of a lot of things going on. I don't know if you guys are busy or not.
Yeah, just be with the boys, you know, because Dallas has come up from Castlemaine, and I'm down from Yamba, and you know, obviously, the day is the day. You know, like it's not a very happy day. You know, but we'll just be together, and I guess I'll be just looking back at the resilience of our people. You know, we've come through a lot, and we're still continuing to go through it. So, to be with the brothers, be with the mob. You know, we'll be helping Nooks out. You know, like even though we're playing at the Black Bear House, we'll still be there to support Nooks and help him out wherever he needs. And yeah, just be together, you know, that on that day, it's pretty important too.
What about after that? You know, have you guys got anything in the waterworks in the future that is coming up that you're excited for or anything maybe?
Yeah, man, we're supporting Denzel Curry on, I can't remember when it starts, but yeah, we're supporting Denzel Curry like early to mid-February. We've got St. Kilda Festival coming up. That's in February as well. And then one of the big ones that I'm really excited about is Treaty Day Out. We're playing Treaty Day Out down in Gippsland, Victoria. Man, that's another thing, like just all the mob together, you know. That we played it last year, man. It was incredible. Just the feeling around it and being around everyone and just all the young mob, seeing all the people that they've sort of grown up looking up to. And, you know, this year they've got Troy Cassidaly playing, they've got AOB Original playing, they've got heaps of mad artists, you know, and you know, there's nothing's like off limits there. It's just everyone goes and sees everyone, hangs out with everyone. It's just an unreal festival, man. I'm just excited for the year to come, like all the boys are too, you know. We're feeling really good with our music that we're starting to write, and feeling really good after what happened last year, you know. It was a big year for us, and we just want to level it up, you know, and keep pushing forward and standing up for what we believe in and what we're writing our music about. So, yeah, just really keen for the new year to come. And, yeah, thanks for the interview, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. You send the right message, Roz.
Oh, thanks, bro. Legend.